Okay, I think it's recording.
Okay. We'll call the February meeting of the Winchester Park Board to order with all members present, along with Mayor Byron and Park Superintendent Frank Lawrence. Would also like to welcome our newest member, Mr. Al Williams.
Thank you.
Give another copy of the minutes.
There you go. That one's the one we'll pass around to have it signed, so. Oh, I made enough, I guess I did.
Did you, oh, this is the one you need everybody to sign if they agree to it?
Is my signature on the second page? Okay, yeah, it is, sorry. That is if they are acceptable.
I'm on page two with no problem with that.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta do that too. Sign it, please.
Okay.
Motion to accept the minutes as written.
Get the need with your pool down.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, let's cut them off first.
I didn't know what was coming.
Made a motion and second that we accept the minutes as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And you say it's here in front of you, right? This thing here, I think, signed, right? Does anybody have anything before we get to public concerns? We need to address real quickly. There you are. Okay, do they sign their, they all look familiar to me, but.
We have Debbie Henning.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Jordan from DNR and Justin Eshelman from DNR.
I see. Is there someone who wanted to go first or?
I'm just here to listen.
Okay, you're just here to listen? Okay, you're just here to listen.
Listen and learn.
Okay.
Well, the chairman, they're actually on a agenda item. They're on the agenda, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if you want to have them answer questions that this board may have during the public concern part or wait until they get down to item number six.
Well, I guess we'll just.
It's up to you.
No, we'll go ahead and do that.
I don't know if they're here really as the Winchester public concerns.
Mm-hmm.
They're here to answer some of our questions from the last meeting.
That's right.
And you're just here to observe then, right? Okay, all right. Well, Frank, I guess we'll go to your report then, okay?
You surprised me.
No, I'm just.
Okay, we've, let everybody know there's a lot of work to be done. And we've been trying to get a few things done out there when we can. We worked a little bit on the bathhouse today. We spent most of the day cutting down the dead trees, getting that mess cleaned up. And what I would like to do before softball season starts is to get the dugouts, get new roofs on them, get them cleaned up, get them painted. Any work that we can do to the outfield I'd like to get, you know, get that done as well. Restrooms, plumbing work needs to be done inside the restrooms. All of them need new doors because they've been hammered and kicked in, or whatever, for whatever reason, they need to be replaced. Again, they also need to be cleaned up, painted, and I'd like to get a lot of this done before the high school starts playing softball, you know. So, and as far as, I guess, the DNR, I guess they can help us here, but we need to get some work done on the creek, get it cleaned up, get the banks cleaned up real good, and there's a lot of debris and things in there, so.
Yeah, our last meeting, it was a couple of times we weren't sure if we could or couldn't do something, and we're glad you guys are here to maybe help clear up some of our not-too-sure things that we came across as we were speaking.
Before we get into that, Frank, can you, do you have an update on the backstop of the men's diamond?
It's down, and the last time I spoke with anyone, they were in the process, actually, of setting the post.
Okay.
I don't think that's been done yet.
Yeah, they probably wait for a certain temperature.
Yeah. Now, the backstop at the, for the old men's diamond, where the junior league play, they did get the upper screen on the backstop.
Oh, okay.
That's completed, yeah. So, I think Cooley's probably did that. Okay. Our partners,
Yes, Cooley's gonna do the, did I remember right, are they putting the backstop on the men's diamond?
Cooley's, yes.
Cooley's doing that one too? Okay. I thought they were, but I couldn't remember.
There's just a lot of those, issues that I'd like to see done before April the 7th, so I'd like to get started on now, and we may have to hire someone to do it, like, the contractors are working on the animal shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Get to me on it now. They do a lot of roofing work, things like that.
Oh, all good construction.
Yeah,
anything like that, we're just.
They're good. They're very good. Efficient and fast.
Well, if it's a large item, let's put it out to bid, and then this board move around to this board.
As far as electric work, the lights on the outside of the restrooms, those types of things, I think we can do that in-house.
So you're not planning to hire new workers before April to September,
right.
So you're going to have to do all this in-house since you're going to try to have this done.
That's what I'd like to put the bids out, get these contractors in here to get that part of it done. Because bleachers, how much of it I'll get done in-house, again, that depends on the people that I hire. I'd like to hire people that can do those types of things, but I don't want to wait that late in the season to get started either.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really agree with you. It would be nice to have all that done before softball season starts, because one of the things we're hoping to do is to make this more of a showcase for the community, and that's
I'm looking forward to doing this. You know, I want to just spruce up this whole park.
You're going to be itching after this weekend. It's 16.
Yeah.
Did you get the other bleachers? Have you started on those, taking them down or anything?
The old bleachers, the old men's diamond, or
yeah,
they're gone.
Okay, both sides.
Okay,
I know one side was gone, and the other side, and you didn't start. So you got, they're both out there.
Yeah, and that's another thing I'd like to. Where the bleachers are at, I would like to just pour a nice cement pad in there,
mm-hmm.
and put a few picnic tables on it, put a light there at the back, and
mm-hmm.
folks want to sit there in lounge chairs or whatever and watch the ball games they can.
Have you got to turn the lights on yet and see how bad we are?
We did turn them on there today just to see if that was the switches that threw the lights. But as far as going around checking lights, I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I'm sure there's some out.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was real bad or if.
I thought Captain told me there was at least four on the girls' diamond, and and she said that it was getting really unsafe in Leftville Corner, because I think two out of the three is out.
Right.
So I think the hardest thing for is going to be finding somebody with that.
There's someone in Union City that actually did that. I think I can change some of those.
Who's the electrician? What electric? They're the ones, but he said the last time if the ground settled much more out there that his truck wasn't, because they're standing on the outside of their cab, their lift, to reach up to those lights. Mm-hmm. So he didn't know how much longer he was going to be able to do it. Because, mm-hmm, you know, it's going to settle, but I don't know. I know of at least four on the men's, and I think it was four on the women's. They do a good job, I mean, when they come in and do it.
I had a couple of people, I threw the idea about the bleachers and the slab out there, you know, mm-hmm, and a couple of people were really happy about
that. Oh, yes.
Well, if you know, I mean, you always have the chairs were always lined up along the fence, you know what I mean? And now to have those chairs right there by home plate and stuff, yeah. I think it's going to be awesome. Yeah. I really do. That's why I was glad to know you got those on. Okay, so we're good.
The bleachers at the front of the high school girls will play, the bleachers on the west side there, between the dugout and the announcer stand, where that area there, I pulled the bleachers out of there, and all I'd like to do is either get that pad paved or cemented, because those bleachers are sitting there like this. It's kind of, it's muddy under there. Mm-hmm. So again, that's just another eyesore, and I think it's something we need to, you know, just open hands to look at the parking. And
it's not wide enough there, is it?
Yeah.
You know, just it sits crooked.
Yeah. Swimming pool.
Well, I've got some information for you.
Well, I did see where Brookville's got the same problem. They're going to close their pool for the summer. Are they going to do it in and try to get it fixed up?
Well, the problem with the water going out of the pool is because there are two hydrostatic valves on the deep end. And what that's supposed to do is the water comes up underneath and will heave those valves open so that then water comes in, but then debris gets in those valves and clogs them up, keeps them open, and it allows then the water to pour out. So they just need to be cleaned out more than likely. It does still need a new liner, but the splash pad was like $310,000, and the trust said no to that last time. So, and Spears is who you need.
Spears, that's the name.
Spears is who you need to talk to about the hydrostatic valves.
Spears
for that pool,
but not. Guys are very, very salty.
Yes, they are, but they are who you need to talk to about the hydrostatic valves, but not. Not the chlorine equipment, not the pumps and stuff like that, because those have all been changed out and they're not Spears anymore.
Now, if that pool needs a new liner, I think, you know, you have to have good warm weather to put a liner in. That liner, they tell them, has to be stretched. And so, to put it in April or May or whatever, I don't think the temperature's going to be warm enough for it. Now, I've been told they've been losing water out of this pool for a long time, even during summer season.
Yeah, we pulled the bills for the last 3 years from the water company.
Enormous water bills. So there's got to be something there besides that's we're losing water.
Now I did, since we're going into the pool update, I did call Shamrock out of Hamilton, Ohio. And I said, yeah, that's something we really specialize in. And you can go to their website, Shamrock. Mm-hmm. Did you go to it?
Yes.
Shamrock.net or something like that. Yeah. Shamrock Views. I don't know. I'll send it to y'all.
Pretty well done.
Yeah. So they said they would come in if we'd buy it after we get the cover off. And I said, oh, I'll just call Frank and have him get that cover off. Right? And he laughed at me. I said, what are you laughing about? And he said, well, if you don't have any water in that pool, that cover's going to be pretty difficult to get off of there. It's going to take all probably all the guys on your street department to do it. And so you're going to need a nice day, and you're going to need a lot of time to get that.
And then you got to put it back on.
Because there's no water on it. Well, once we take it off, we're not going to put it back on, I wouldn't think.
Well, if you took it off now, you'd have to put it back on, though.
Why?
Because of what's going to be coming in the spring. I mean, you're going to have lots of storms with leaves and debris being blown into the pool.
Well, if we don't figure out where the water's going, well, you know, it doesn't matter. We've got to get the leak stopped.
Well, what I'm really afraid of, Dana, is that since there's no water in that pool to push the sides of the pool out, that cover. Thank you. So the tarp is pulling with the weight the sides of that pool in.
That's right. There's a craft all
it doesn't make any sense to have a cover on a pool with no water in it. I mean, to me, it doesn't. I'm not an expert, but I spend my days trying to find experts to put these things together. So anyway, once we get that off, Shamrock will come in. It's a free, he said he can come in for free and kind of do an assessment. But if we want to do a test as to where the leak really is, that's when you're going to start getting into the pricing. And so, you know, he said there's a couple things, hopefully. He said three things. Hopefully, best case scenario, there's a valve open. It could be a tear in the liner, or it could be the main drain, and you might be digging out some concrete if it's in the main drain.
Well, I guess, a little concerned about maybe holes in the liner, because last summer, when we were out there on our adult swim, you could feel places in the liner that had been pulled up in several places.
Yeah.
So I was kind of concerned about that. Mm-hmm.
When does the course schedule to open? What day?
Normally it opens Memorial Day. So with that being said,
well, I have been talking to a lot of stakeholders that use our pool without really paying any kind of the taxes to maintain it, including a lot of people from around the county and the YMCA. Now, I know they do a little bit with some of their memberships, but really, at the end of the day, it's the Winchester folks that have to maintain that pool. And I, you know, and there's some things going on. I don't know exactly what they are, but I think there's some hope in getting some people to help out with some of these issues, because they understand it's the only pool in Randolph County that has competitive lanes, and you know, it's a big deal, not just for Winchester people. And so the case becomes, you know, how important is it for other people than just besides Winchester? And if it is, help us out.
Yeah.
We're shouldering the load here. So I think the YMCA, particularly, I think, would be on board, speaking with the director out there briefly about it. And I think some county schools might be interested too. Instead of building a pool, they could use that pool that we have. All year round. I think that's where we get into most of our problems, is we only have a pool that's open seasonally. And in the wintertime, it sits out. So that comes down to the next part, the Parks Master Plan. But we can talk about that when we get there, I suppose. So.
Just curious. You said you looked at the water bill for the last 3 years. How big is it? Is it jumping up?
I'll go get it.
A bunch?
Yeah, I'll go get it.
And, so to get these other issues taken care of, how many bills do I need?
Three, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and you're talking about the dugout roughs first? You need that? I'm going to ask Sean, or is that something, is it a big enough project that we need to get bids for it? He said if it's a big project. We're talking on those, we're talking about taking off the rotten plywood and then putting a standing seam roof. I don't know.
I thought, well,
for the street department, it's you've got a number tied to that, any, just say, only use 5,000 or over, okay, you bid it out, anything under that, you just go up whatever, whatever.
Well, I'm just saying that to save you time, if it's not a big enough project that where you have to bid it out, we were just talking about the dugout roofs, whether or not we needed to bid those out, or whether they were small enough that...
I mean, it's, my opinion, as long as everything, if you're gonna do it in-house, as long as everything's to code.
Like the restroom, that, restroom doors, I think they're, $125, $30, that's for the door jam and the door, and they usually, they normally charge around $70, doesn't it?
Really, anything over $1,000, I would like to see bid out and ran through this board.
Okay.
Anything that, and if you got a roofing project and you think that, you know, really, $1,000 might be a little too high too.
Lots of numbers, you know.
Yeah.
Well, those are gonna be over $1,000, so you're gonna put, talking about putting standing seam, metal roofs on them.
Bid them out, yeah, bid that out. Something that lasts for a lifetime, the roof, you know.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Plumbing. I don't know about plumbing, I'm assuming that you could just get a plumber without taking bids, you know, I mean.
Right.
This here may cost $75, and then you go to the next room, and it may cost $112 or whatever, you know.
Maintenance is a little different.
Yeah.
Plumbing is maintenance, unless you're building something and then you wanna probably look at.
If you can get the one plumber and he just basically knows about what each one of them's gonna take, and he can just go from there, you know.
It's gonna be pretty difficult, though, to get the bids, get them approved by this, by the board.
Yeah.
And have that done by the beginning, so that may be a little...
Sometimes we do like a special meeting to do something like that.
Good, okay.
You know, I mean, where we'll come in with just that. Because I'm like you, I don't wanna wait a month on that either.
So if I get the bids next week?
Yeah.
Exactly. We can come in, just take care of that right there, and we've done that several times before.
Good.
So the concession stands there where the high school girls play, that's the Lions. What part of that are we responsible for, or are we responsible for any of it?
You talking about the Little League game?
Where the Little League boys used to be.
The other thing, I think the park would be, I'm speaking out of turn, but no, I don't think anything other than maintenance. You know, if something major broke down, electrical or something like that, like if the roof caved in or, but nothing that goes on inside.
They're responsible.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know.
Okay. So that's their building?
Yeah.
That concession stand is the Lions building. Is that your saying?
Parks.
Okay.
It's still parks.
The building itself is what we have.
Anything they put in there can't be taken out.
Okay.
But they're to maintain it though.
Yes. Yes.
So we paint the outside of it, that's on us. Yeah or nay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't see anybody painting.
I'm not a professional, I like to get, I see something down, I want just, yeah, need to down, I just wanna go do it, you know, get it over with.
I mean, that's the way I would see it, I don't...
Okay.
I don't think we've ever asked for anything on our side, except for something we can't pay.
What do you think we're looking at with the northern part of the park there? Are we thinking about a path, or are we thinking about mowing it down? What do you think?
First, I'd go in and clean it up.
Hmm?
So I'd go in and just clean it all out. You know, if you wanna put a walking path there, that's great. Every time that thing floods, Mother Nature, that's just a dumping ground for Mother Nature. To me, it's just a breeding ground for mosquitoes and these kinds of things, you know? So, it's a mess.
I know.
At one time, it was the prettiest part of the park. Everybody enjoyed that park.
I hate not being able to go back there, that's why we need to... I just didn't know whether...
Just from an outside, just being out of the board and not knowing anything was going on. I feel like Frank, that that was the prettiest part of the park, and I've always been disappointed that that was taken away from the community. I know there's some merit to the wildlife part of it, but I'd sure like to have that green space back.
Well, the thing of it is all the plants that are back there are the plants that were here in Indiana 100 years ago. And that park, there used to be one, at least one tree of every species of tree that was in Indiana.
Yeah,
and that's when it was built.
It.
I mean, you know, all those trees, most of those trees are gone.
I'm just speaking that's from the sad perspective part of an outside observer who spent a lot of time in the park, as Sean knows, being a cross-country coach.
I mean, when it first was done, I didn't understand. I wasn't on the park board at that point, but I didn't understand what they were doing. But once it was explained to me, I mean, I just think it's fabulous. And to go back there in the summertime, yeah, the stuff is tall, but there's a lot of wildflowers back in there. And there's a lot of wildlife we have back now that we didn't have before. So, you know.
Well, hopefully we can reach some sort of compromise. And I think that's why we invited the Department of Natural Resources in to kind of update us on. It's been several years since we've had that. And I actually sat right there in this seat when that thing came in. I think you were in your seat. I think you were sitting right there.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember. It was who's?
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
David Dye.
Was it David?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you have a chance to look at our park? And
Yep, I found that area. I couldn't find anything through us. I don't know where that might have. You talked something about a conservancy. Mm-hmm. There. Do you remember who that was done through?
I don't.
The only thing I know, because I wasn't here at the time, it was some sort of like a 3-year contract.
Okay.
That's all I know about it, really.
To do what did we get in return?
You provided the seeds, and we had to go back there and burn off all the grass, and I think that was done, and then they kind of turned up the ground. And you provided the seeds, and the seeds were planted. And then I think either once or twice, DNR was supposed to come and do a burn-off. And I know that was not done.
Was this done over 3 years ago?
Yes, more than 3 years.
All right. That's probably why I couldn't find anything in the, I'm assuming that's probably Division of Nature Preserves?
Yeah, the contract I know was up some time ago. But the one thing that I guess I was told about it was that at some point we were hoping to put up like some signs back there saying mm-hmm. this is this kind of tree and these are these kind of plants and this was here 100 years ago or whatever, and just make some paths through there so kids from the school could walk through there. And we have our powwow out there, and that's really big on the Native Americans list of things. To have something like that out there, they just think that they thought it was great, mm-hmm. but it's back there because they do a lot of, you know, for medicines and stuff, for the old medicines,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of those plants out there. So,
and I guess I would be interested to find out what is really actually out there. You know, I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff was planted, but did that grow up or did something else? You know, I mean, you know, what exactly is growing out there?
What's a weed and what's a plant?
Yeah, what's supposed to be out there or just, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess from our state, we're from the Division of Water. We regulate floodways, construction within floodways. We could talk to people in our nature reserve.
Well, that's not the only issue we have.
Okay. that's a little out of our jurisdiction.
Okay, you're the bridge guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was brought up.
I will say that I talked to Chris Shanefell, and he said there is no Homeland Security issue.
Okay.
So it wasn't Homeland Security then.
Okay. I knew it, you know, I kept going through all of them, Homeland Security and DNR, and I guess it was IDEM. In the end, I think it ended up being it's IDEM that was telling us we couldn't put bridges out there.
Okay. Well, I can check with IDEM.
don't know why they didn't.
They can change their mind, want to build bridges.
But they want a bridge, or I want, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see it.
You mean a footbridge, a walking bridge?
Yes, at least like the two old ones.
Is it IDAM or NDOT?
NDOT's the state highway.
Right, did you say NDOT or IDAM?
IDAM.
Yeah, one bridge halfway between the walking bridge and the covered bridge would be really nice.
Well, we used to have, what, two there?
Yeah, there used to be two there.
And that's the way you'd get from one side of the park to the other instead of having to drive all the way around. Mm-hmm. But.
Do you guys have anything on that?
Yep, and let's see if I can find Mike Kamoya's contact. When you get that, write that down right there. Okay, for stream crossings, the potential issue you're going to have is any new stream crossing needs to be modeled, and that can be costly. I did bring, this is a non-modeling worksheet, so when you apply for a permit application for that stream crossing, if you could get it to fit these conditions, it saves a whole bunch of time and money. These four bullet point stipulations here are pretty much the gist of it. But what that is a replacement in kind worksheet. So it's not for new stream crossings, it'd be for replacing stream crossings. I think it says within 500 feet of an existing one. Mm-hmm. Now there was something that was in the division a few years back. It was my understanding we don't really do this anymore. I know for private access bridges, there used to be something that if it met a certain design, basically to where you could lay something from bank to bank and there'd be no in-stream disturbances, they wouldn't require modeling. And that was an internal review document. Like I said, I know it hasn't been used in a while. I'm not sure if something came in that was like that, if they would still require modeling, but I know that's what we typically tell people. And I know modeling can be pretty salty. I don't know for footbridges if that goes way down. I don't know if it's still up where, you know, we deal with new road crossings more often than not. And that can run up into like the 10 grand kind of range for the modeling done.
I think our biggest problem out there is that Salt Creek is just, I mean, it's virtually nothing until the flooding starts.
Yep.
And that entire low-lying ground is flooded at mm-hmm. that point. And any bridge that is out there is underwater.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got a pretty large drainage area for the size of the channel that it carries. So I was looking at the drainage area because we have exemptions for particular drainage areas. But yeah, it's got a larger drainage area than I expected. So mm-hmm. I can imagine it can build up a lot of water very quickly.
Yeah.
So.
And here's some, that blue shaded area is the 100-year floodplain. Since it does not have a delineated floodway, and that's where our jurisdiction is limited to, is within the floodway, if we say anything below the 100-year flood elevation is considered floodway. So it pretty closely mimics that blue shaded area, not always. Here's just another map with some 100-year flood elevations picked off there. So I know you mentioned the path back in the nature preserve area, and I think Sam's trying to find a contact through their division that if you did want to talk to them and see what was going on there. Walking paths still require a permit. They're usually one of our easier ones, especially when they're done at grade. And if natural ground back there would be higher than that, I think it was around a 1069 elevation, we wouldn't require anything. All you might want to send in would be some documentation showing that the ground is higher there. I don't know if you have project in mind. I can go into the permitting process if you do expect that to be the case. kind of...
Do you have specific projects you're...
Well, we're going to look at a parks master plan. In fact, next park board meeting will be the representative that comes in that's been engaged to do that plan. And these sorts of things will be put in place in the plan. So as of right now, I think why we brought you in here was because previously we were told that some things couldn't be done because of state agencies saying no. And from your point of view, a bridge in that area that between the footbridge and the covered bridge, from your agency, we can do it.
Yes.
Just get this permit.
Yes.
This application.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, there's, I mean, obviously there's certain guidelines that we require you to follow, but as long as those guidelines are met, it's not like you can't do it.
So, the other question I want to ask too then is, I don't know, did you go out there today? Okay. There's a fountain that was just installed at the bottom of a hill, which would be in the floodplain, because it's right there by coming down the hill that the trail is. And I just want to make sure that's not an issue, putting a fountain down there, is it?
It could be permitted, and usually if this would get sent in, and we have a contact list for you, it would probably not have to go through the formal permitting process. I can't say that it wouldn't. That's something our assistant director would approve.
And it's already in.
Yeah.
It was already there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
And pretty much.
So what, you just turn the water on?
No, we just cleaned it out and put, I think Kathy put a liner in there and okay. Then put a, you know, just a sit in there fountain.
Okay.
You know, plug it in and way it goes.
So the fountain's been in place for...
It was there when I was a kid.
The actual structure's been there forever.
Yeah.
Anything before 1973, that if it's in there, it's existing, because that's when the Flood Control Act came in, and
we
that's kind of when we started regulating this.
I was little. My mother used to take me down there, 61, so, you know. Yeah.
The ones that... It's no longer operational. Both of them work.
So just to replace a replacement bridge.
Yeah, that bridge was probably into the 50s.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. Those bridges were there.
That's perfect if you're wanting to maybe replace bridges then.
Yeah.
Then if you could follow that non-modeling worksheet I gave you, it's a lot easier permitting process because it's going to cost a lot less money.
Okay.
And definitely if you said they're getting overtopped by floods, one of the major stipulations of that non-modeling worksheet is we want to see the waterway opening beneath it greater or equal to than what it is now. So if you're trying to make that waterway opening bigger so it won't get overtopped, that's even better.
Very good. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
So all of this blue here is the part of the park that's floodplain, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
I think we're, I'm looking at the torn tennis court. I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that a lot of these places was in the floodplain.
Have you seen floodwaters breach close to that, or is it much less than that?
I know that by Shelter 5, I mean, I've seen it from one bank to the other, and to the point the picnic tables were completely covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, yeah.
So what about what we call the nature, we're talking about the nature area. Mm-hmm. I mean the extreme is that we take it out completely. Does that require, because that's the way it was before. I mean,
mm-hmm. Now, if it's small brush clearing, that's nothing. We don't care about that. If that's what it would be and you just want to take it out and clear it, that's fine.
Would you call that small brush clearing? Right.
I think anything of 10 inches or greater?
10 inch breast height diameter. So anything above that is tree removal, and that's pretty
So anything that's gone beyond 10 inches in circumference.
Yeah.
If you need a chainsaw, then.
There isn't much of that would take that, from what I've looked at, if any. But I'm just saying that's one possibility. But I heard you say that walking paths require
We consider walking past construction within the floodway, so that would require a permit. They're usually, as long as you're not putting up guardrails or handrails, pretty easy to get through the permitting process.
Because that would be the other option, is to really develop that area to make it usable.
That's the whole thing.
It's not being used right now. It has one path back there that's really mud, and it doesn't go anywhere, so.
There is a path through there?
There's a trail. It goes back to the river.
If that is, it's not, it's the gas company's right of way.
Oh.
I walked back, and it's pretty wide, actually.
Yeah, and it's the gas company's right of way.
Now, you can just mow paths, and that won't require a permit, but if you're placing, if you're doing any kind of excavation or any kind of field, like gravel, paving, anything like that.
Wood chips?
What's that?
Wood chips, or?
Wood chips would be considered fill as well. And typically, they don't like to see wood chips, because the first flood comes through, that's gone.
Yeah, that's right.
So are we limited to what we, say we want to, clean the creek back up, and there's some debris and things in there? Are we limited to what we can actually do there as far as?
He's got some general license information where.
As long as these guidelines are met, we allow debris removal within the floodway. So that kind of goes through the process of kind of helping you understand if you're within that exemption or not.
Really, if there's no heavy machinery, like if you're using hand tools and removing the stuff by hand, you don't need to come through us for that. It's when you get like bulldozers, heavy equipment down in there to remove it, that's when we want to know.
Yeah, anytime you're going to be disturbing the stream channel, stream bank at all within the floodway, that's when we really like to see kind of more details about what you're actually doing, what your plans are, and stuff like that.
So really, we've only got one area there, and it's right there at 4th Street.
4th Street.
Mariport Hall. They cleared that out, I think, in the late 70s. But there is a manhole cover there. And in the late 70s, they've cleaned all that out. Well, over the years, it's the very thing coming down through. It's all built back up. And now it's really more of a hinder than anything, because when you start getting heavy rains, that water has no place to go. You know, just right up out of the bank as soon as it reaches that point. So that's why I was asking. But it would require a backhoe of some sort, I'm sure, to clean that out.
And
so who should be our contact?
I have a contact sheet here, but even with the backhoe, I'm pretty sure I would read through that, because I haven't looked at it in a while. I think if you're not disturbing any soil or any of the creek channel, can you drag that stuff out?
I was wondering if you maybe get a cable or something, you can drag it. Double check that, and maybe send us an email, remind us to double check our regulations, make sure we're not telling you any misleading information.
I mean, it's not like logs, right?
No, it's just mud and dirt and stuff. It's actually filled an island there, you know, over the last 40 years.
Oh, you're talking about excavating the actual.
Yes.
So that would require a permit through our office.
Okay.
If you're just cabling to trees or logs and pulling them out, that's a different story. But if you're actually removing silt and sand and debris from the stream channel itself.
If we could just free that area up, it would help out with the flooding problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a contact number?
Yep, we do. We have a whole contact sheet right here. We'll give you.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Hanging on to it and see if I can add anything to the list.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have some other stuff here that might be helpful. Actually, have some of your stuff, y'all. On the floor, so they all got it.
Here we go.
Get a canoe. If it would flood and stay a little longer, we could do that. We could get a canoe.
Okay. So I have a copy of a permit application just for your reference. Have one of these non-modeling worksheets. This isn't for a bridge replacement. This would be like excavating or any kind of fill.
Okay.
That just tells you all we'd have to be sent and how we would review the project. There's a hydraulic modeling checklist in here if you did want to put in a new crossing and that was required. Lastly, there's just some public notice information, which is one of the requirements with our permit. It's pretty self-explanatory through there. The key is, if you move towards getting a permit, and this helpful link here, this first one is regulatory permit programs and related information. That's everything we just told you today. You can find that there. That way you can reference it. There's a permit assistant manual there that should help in the process. If you have questions if something's going to require a permit, what I would recommend is emailing a map of where it's at and a short description, because there are times where stuff we can approve or say, hey, this general license applies, and they'll get you out of the permit process before you send an application in and spend the application fee and all the time and effort. Put our mailing address. Our technical services is where me and Sam work. That's our permitting section. That phone number, and then my contact information down at the bottom, Division of Nature Preserves, if you want to call them.
Would it be possible, if you say we wanted to clear that area up, to have someone from DNR to actually physically come down and look at it, and we could
clear the area?
Quicken the process, I guess, or they could give us more detail of what we would have to do.
What I can do, can you point out the area on the aerial map?
Sure.
Just before the covered bridge, right?
Yeah, it's just if you look down off the 4th Street Bridge.
Yeah, it's right there.
Right
there.
Right below. It's the bank right here. It's all grown in.
Yep.
Okay. Like this.
And they're not
going to kill by the
way.
The only place that water goes is right through here.
Okay.
I thought if we could just clear that out and
open that up. Mm-hmm. What might be the easiest thing to do instead of going to the site is to provide example plan drawings for that. And then basically those are going to show just a very typical general slope of a creek bank. And then it will have open spaces where you can provide dimensions to that, and then you submit a permit application to our office with that site map, and that's all we really need for our review. The key is an overhead plan drawing that you can just put on a simple Google aerial image, and then a cross-section plan drawing, because what we're going to look at is the pre-existing conditions compared to the proposed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we just don't want to see a huge major impact there.
Okay. We can get that done.
If you use my email address there, if you shoot me an email saying, hey, this is the site, this is what we want to do, I can send you all that information to get you on your way.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. I'm going to give you this, Frank. Okay. Anything else for our DNR friends?
No, I think those were the big issues.
Yeah, like I said, once you guys do figure out, maybe prioritize some of your projects and you get something on the top of the list, shoot us an email, short description of what you want to do, and we can get back to you, maybe give you more guidelines on what exactly we need to see to make sure that you guys get to the permit process, or maybe even a general license exemption. So.
Okay, excellent.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. No problem.
What you looking for?
Nothing. I thought I had something else here, but I don't think I said anything. All right, Mrs. Newman, I'm down. They're stuck in here. Okay. What else did you we need to talk about the pool and the softball?
Is there anything else we need to?
Well, the update on the Girls Softball Association is that they are completely on their own. No more are we handling the finances through the city building, through the city. They're going to spend down the account that they have on things that they need until it's gone, but no more are they asking their members, their players, their sponsors to write checks to the city of Winchester. I don't care who they write the check to, I don't care where the check goes, but we need to not be involved in this.
Exactly.
I think actually they were very happy about that.
Oh yeah, they were.
And very happy about it. And I was like, well, I don't want to make you mad. Make us mad? No, I think that's what we wanted for a while. And for whatever reason, they didn't happen like that. So
sort of like them having to ask for a piece of candy, and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I just wanted to update you on that. They're still going to be out there, and it's good news. You know, we want people in the park, so. But they are going to take care of it themselves. Pool update, I think we went over that. I think we discussed that. I'm going to go ahead and still contact these people if that's okay with you to come in and have an expert look at it. I think it's been a long time since we've had an expert really look at the pool.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to know what we're dealing with because...
You'll come in as soon as you get the cover off.
As soon as the cover's off, we'll do it. But again, that cover's not as easy as what it ever has been, because prior to, I suppose there's probably water in the pool to get the cover off. So they've got a job in front of them. And it's not just like, go there and take the pool off tomorrow, Frank.
Well, Mars, supposedly.
It's supposed to be a windy day, so maybe if you load it up a little bit.
I was thinking
maybe we could do it tomorrow.
Then I'll give them a call first in the week, or I'll give them a call tomorrow afternoon if it's off, and get them in here next week.
What did we find out about the handicap thing here? Did we hear anything else about that?
The bathhouse?
Yeah. I mean, does it have to be, I mean, yeah, what did we find out about that? Did we find anything else out?
I haven't found anything out yet.
Okay. I know we talked about maybe just doing putting up the partitions or whatever, right?
Yeah, on the partitions.
Yeah, okay. Is that still what you're thinking would be the best thing to do?
That would be a start, I'm sure, but on the other hand, there's still a lot of work left to be done.
Yeah.
To make it ADA, maybe that's something we can look at.
Speaking of that, since we were on the bridges, if you're wanting to widen that bridge, the walking bridge
on the north end,
so you can get mowers over plus wheelchairs.
Yeah.
There's no issue there, is there?
It would require a permit, but if you're widening it on an existing structure,
right,
and it's not changing, then that won't require modeling.
Just widening the path, like even putting an extra plank there or something, just so it's wider.
Yep, and that would...
The basic structure over the creek is already there.
Yeah, and that would fit that non-modeling worksheet, and I would email that water inquiry email first. A lot of these bridges are so small that I don't know if that's something that our division would require. Maybe that, and that's a decision made above me, but if it came in, maybe they would be fine with it.
Because the structure that's there, when I was a kid, was for a car to drive over.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just took everything off the top of it and just made it a walking path. And years later, because they felt that it wasn't strong enough to hold the weight of a car.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I think that we
And they don't want to stop the traffic
going. Yeah, I don't think, let me ask you this. If we had an expert come in and say, well, yeah, you definitely, through DNR, you can make it wider, but you kind of need a new bridge, a whole new bridge. So I'm not sure, really, I mean, I don't know, I'm not an engineer. Can we still, even though there's a bridge there now, is it possible to put a brand new bridge in there
even because it was existing, there's...
Yes, that's completely possible, and like I said, if you can fit that non-modeling worksheet, a replacement kind one, that's the easiest, because you won't have to hire a engineering firm to do the modeling. If it can't, and maybe you don't want it to, maybe you do want a much bigger structure there. That's something that we did include, that hydraulic checklist, and do we still have that list of firms?
We do, yeah. If you would email, if you come to that decision, you find out, look, we're just going to need a whole new bridge. Mm-hmm. May email us and see if we're going to require modeling for that, for maybe with some brief plans. And then if we do decide that it probably require modeling, we'll send you, you do have a small list of engineers.
Good. Good deal.
That we can send to you, and you guys can choose.
Okay, and we have to choose somebody?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
I was going to say, my brother-in-law's
just
engineer and has already said he'd be willing to do that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. All right. Anything else? I will say on the Parks Master Plan, it's already been paid for, what this is, because the municipal consulting firm that I've engaged,
it's been paid for
without even asking the parks to pay for any part of it. A third came out of my edit plan, a third came out of economic redevelopment commission, and a third came out of the sewage fund. And part of that contract is a parks 5-year master plan. Now, that's like the parks 5-year master plan fits into a citywide strategic plan, which we're going to be engaging in very soon as well, beyond just the park. So you guys are like, what's a good analogy here? Maybe you guys are you're the players, right? And the league is the city. You got a plan for the players, and then the league, you have the teams that you have a plan for them as well. That's a bad analogy. But your plan is very vital because it'll fit into the city-wide strategic plan, which enables us to get grants. You cannot get grants without planning. You cannot. Anastasia, I can't pronounce her last name, she works for the Randolph Economic Development Corporation under Bruce Hosier, came to us last week wanting to get some grants for our parks. Go right ahead. But we don't have a plan for the parks, and we're going to have a difficult time doing it. Well, I'm going over to Ball Brothers. And next day she comes back. No, they're not going to give us any grants. We need a plan. So we need a plan. So anyway, I bring this up because Kristen Bitzegale? It's Kristen, Bitzegaio. We'll be coming in Wednesday of next week at 10 o'clock in the morning to meet with me and kind of talk about this. I tried to get her in here tonight, but she's not available. She wasn't available tonight. So, but she would like to contact each one of you, introduce herself to you, and I can get her in here at least for next week or next month.
And she's the person that wants to go for grants?
She's the person that has been hired by me, basically.
She's to do our parks
consultant. Okay.
Yes. She was hired by the consulting firm to do our parks plan. She's the one who did Hartford City's 5-year master parks plan, which, if you'd like to see that, email me. I was going to email you that last time when I didn't.
Yeah.
It's easier if you email me and ask me, hey, Sean, send me that parks plan, because I just...
Okay, what's your email address?
Sean.Byram at winchester-in.gov. So she was a part of that. Is her name on it?
Probably is. I don't know.
Oh, okay, I think it is.
Okay, Winchester what?
-in.gov. I've got a card in my office if you'd like it.
Okay.
So I think once we have the planning session, then we say, okay, now we want a bridge here, and then we double check with DNR, make sure that's okay, or we want to dredge that creek and double check, and so then things really start to move in a very structured, as you can see, I'm a very structured person, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take over like that, but I mean, we got a lot of stuff done in an hour tonight. And we, you know.
Are you wanting to get community, I know they did an internet survey. Mm-hmm. Are you wanting to get community input before the planning, or as part of the plan?
That's part of the plan. The planning is that it does not happen at this table. The planning does not happen. I mean, you guys definitely have a big part in it, but a plan for a city or a park is for the people who use the park, and there's more than just these six people at this table that use
absolutely
that park.
I'd love to have as much input as possible from the community. It's like for what we were talking about with the nature, or what's the community's thoughts on it.
We sent out surveys before. We got about 50% response back, actually, which was kind of nice.
Yeah, this survey was, there was only 20 respondents on it, though.
It's not really,
I don't know that it's that, it's in here, and they've got all these graphs.
The one that we sent out, we got like 50% of the people responded back to us. They handed it back with their sewage bills and things like that. That was done some time ago. We asked them what they'd like to see at the park, what different, what's out there you like, what's out there you don't like, what's not out there you want to see.
Put forth that. You know, a wish list and have them vote on
it.
Yeah,
we can
check it all.
Yes, we
prioritize these.
Yes.
Give them five, 10 things.
That's just about what we did, actually.
But I'd sure like to have more than 20 people on to make it more meaningful.
And the thing about a plan is, a plan is just a plan. You got to implement it. And you got to commit to it. And you got to work the plan. And, you know, yeah, if things come up, you might have to move, tweak it a little bit, but work that plan, especially if we get community involvement. Okay?
But I don't know, you know, I like your idea, but sending them out by mail or something rather than the other thing.
Everybody paid their sewage bill,
right?
So it's really easy, makes it easy to bring it back. That's why I thought we got a really good term. I thought it was a pretty good term. What we're looking for. It was a good response. You know, having that come back. So, and I think that would be something that would be, I would like to see what
you know,
that
you are. You're like I am. When I get a questionnaire, I don't want essay questions or anything. Yeah. I just want easy,
right,
multiple choice stuff. That
That's what it is. But yeah.
I'm going to say, why did I have essay questions on my test when you were...
I was thinking about this, but I wouldn't know.
I like your essay questions. I like them. Except there's some teachers you can go with the full, and some you can't.
Yeah.
Mr. Williams, he liked a lot of meat in his essay. You had to have a lot of meat. No, if you had just all potatoes, you'd be in trouble.
That's what a number of years ago, Tom's on, I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you remember that well on the test.
Yeah,
he was good.
I gave him proud most of the time.
That's all right.
I'll try to get those quotes in by next week.
I was going to say, we can, instead of setting a meeting now, we can just wait until you get the quotes in, then we can, I can call a meeting. Okay, so the only number I don't have, I don't think, is yours, Mr. Williams.
Yeah.
So that way I can make sure, you know, that way I want to make sure that it's okay for you. You can come to the meeting and everything, you know what I mean? So to call one, so.
You want?
Yes, if you don't mind.
765?
Yes.
546-1729.
You
want me to email?
I don't have the computer, so I just have it. Yeah, thank you, Bill. Otherwise, I would. But yes, that way I can get with you and make sure that it's okay. And then we can get our meeting set up for the bids, so.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, Sarah and I are going to start doing a monthly activity in the cabin starting in March, I think. We're going to start by doing like crafts for kids, and we're going to start a little club called the Cabin Kids Club. We'll have kids come out there for a couple hours on a Saturday, do a craft project. We'll start doing that, and then later on, we're going to have some people come to the cabin and give like little learning lessons.
Hey, you know, you might consider talking to Vicki Vardaman from the Randolph Art Association. I sit on the board over there at the Randolph County Art Association. She does a lot of those outreach, and she was asking me just the other night, how can we get into Winchester? They have places in farmland and Union City, and they want to be able to get involved with Winchester more.
For kids?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We take our kids over there and do little artsy projects, and they love it. And they need it because they're all boy, and it's not all about hitting a baseball and getting muddy. They've got to learn to do crafts, too. So Vicki Vardaman over there, she's the art director. She's the director for the Art Association. I've got her number.
Okay.
She's got funds. See, she's got money.
Oh, all right. my sister is funding all of this. So she is going to buy all the supplies for us. And we're gonna try to do a craft every month, but once we kind of get into it and get this little club built up, we want to kind of give them rules and say, you know, you can come into the park if you see trash on the ground. One of the rules of being in this club is you pick it up and you throw it in the trash can. Just, you know, some little things like that. But I think we've got the lady that's her name's Shauna. I can't think of her last name. From the
solid waste.
Yeah.
Barnes.
Is it Shauna Barnes?
Shauna Barnes.
Okay. Yeah, and so see if we can have her, because she does crafts with trash.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
We're gonna.
I've seen those out for you.
We're gonna see if we can have her come out and give a little lecture, and if we can find other people that can come out there and give little lectures and maybe do something with the kids. And then, you know, like at powwow time, we'll do something Native American, but try to do something at least once a month.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to take over the meeting, but is that something that you need to fill out a request for, so at least we have it on file?
I can.
Have you done that?
Because we don't rent them.
Right.
Somebody come in and say, we want to do something like that.
Well, it might help us with liability as well. I don't know.
Okay. I
have no idea. But because there's not one on here for that
shelter reason, because we don't rent it.
Anyway, you do have two requests here for shelter renter request no charge forms. The first one is at the shelter at the north end of the park by the cabin for the Easter egg hunt, which is on March 26th, and 4th of July celebration, July 4th, to let them have that with no charge, that shelter hunt. So you need to sign that if you agree to it, maybe make a motion.
Speaking of that shelter house, Sean and I talked about this. The shelter house, that shelter house has a sign on it, number one, that says it's sponsored by or cared for by the Rotary Club. What do they do? And there's a whole bunch of really nice new picnic tables in that shelter house.
They bought those.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Those are great picnic tables. And my other question about shelter houses is there's four of them, but there's five of them, but number two I can't find.
Number two is the amphitheater.
Okay. The amphitheater, yes.
That's the shelter.
So they've got that.
Because there used to be a shelter down there, and that's technically shelter number two.
Okay. Hmm. Now I know where shelter
number
two is.
There's a respect for that.
Well,
Well, I was expecting the one on the other side, on the west side, to be sheltered too, and it was five.
But going back to the, for the old bleachers where we could put the cement slabs, are we required three bids on that also? Because it's hard to find.
I don't think.
You find all kinds of people around, but people that actually do cement work, there's very few of them around to.
I don't know why you would have to have three, that isn't, who's the other one of those out there?
I think you got, yeah, there's, this one's the Beeson. I think, I'll have, that one's for the charter house, that one's for the Beeson, request for no charge.
Of course, I get a price on them, let you know what it costs.
I mean, to be by the book, Frank, you would contact, say, Myers and say, here's what I want to do, give me a quote. And then you call at least one other company, one other crew to say, give me a quote.
Aren't those normally just laying here with their stuff?
I mean, it's been, hey, this company go out and do that and we'll pay whatever. I mean, that's the way we've always done it. You know, but you get into some trouble when you do that because somebody come back and say,
you didn't give me a chance.
You didn't give me a chance.
And also the two smaller, if you will, shelter houses down the north end, I think they need cement floors up there too. I mean, who wants to go down there and set them, but need a, you know, year month or something?
You mean down the?
The north end there.
Pardon?
Yeah. Well, it would be, if we're going to do that, more of that you're going to do, the more you can have to do it at one time.
Right.
The deal you're going to get on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I agree, those shelter houses would definitely be a lot more usable.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get those quotes eventually as well.
And the other thing, I think I called most of you, all of you, but the last month and a half's been a blur. Reach All Randolph Group, the whole cooling group, it's kind of a, it's not really a rehab, I mean it is, but it's just volunteers, they come in, they talk, they pool resources. They're getting really big, they need a new place, so I offered them the Beeson Clubhouse every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. They've been really good about cleaning up after themselves, making sure things are locked up. And when I was there the other night, the generator was making a weird noise, making a nice hum. So I contacted Chris Chain, I said, it's not me. So I contacted Gary and said, Gary, go check your generator. What are you talking about? Your emergency house is downstairs. And oh yeah, that's right. So that's our, you know. So hopefully it's got that all figured out. So. Oh my God.
I thought we had another one of these.
We usually have two.
That's why I was wondering where the other one was at.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess that all we have to find is this.
Bear baked those themselves.
Yes, I did. I ran up to Walmart as fast as I could.
There's two in here for you to find, Mr. Williams. Okay?
There's two in here.
Usually we have two books. I don't know why there's only one. But,
Now that everybody's touched it.
So is this board responsible for the Beeson Clubhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do not like that look.
Well, when we first went out there to clean it, we were cleaning the rafters. And you can actually, on the gable ends of each end of the room, you can actually see to the outside. I think that's on the southwest corner when we have a lot of rain and wind, the floor about an 8-foot diameter there is wet when you go in. Mm-hmm.
Right there by the door?
More toward the window.
Right. Where the TV is, you say TV is
exactly.
Up there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know right where you're talking about.
And that's not good.
No. Definitely not good.
So I just thought of
mentioning. But those funds are in different funds.
Right.
That comes out of the farm.
It comes out of the
Beeson farm. Yeah.
So this board still manages it, but we use a different pot of money.
Right. So get that fixed. You need to get bids with different contractors, take a look at it, see what can take that.
Draw them up. Get them up. I'm wanting to spell out.
Do you have my number or a way to get a hold?
I have.
Number. Okay. 765 305 2001.
Okay, much with you.
Because I can call the meetings and I gotta make sure Vicki knows in time so she can.
I don't show the meetings.
No, those are, well.
I've already run that.
Those meetings, we don't, the public can find.
Executive sessions?
Yeah, I was gonna say, those meetings are usually exec, those are, our special like bid meetings are usually, if you have those.
The best time.
I'll talk to Vicki about that. Because a lot of times we don't advertise those because they're not, we're not, you know, we're not accepting public, yeah.
Which best time to contact?
You just call me anytime you want. I have a, I mean, if I'm working, you'll just get my message. You're going, you know, I'm working. I go in at 3 in the morning and get off about 4:30 in the afternoon. So I'm usually working or sleeping. So either way, they'll get me a bitch late. So. Like I say, I haven't been home since 3:30 this morning. So I'm still going back to my apartment, but I'm hopefully still there. So.
That is.
It is good. Easter's still there, right?
I won't buy it.
Okay, good deal. We got everything signed then? Right, everybody, did everybody sign?
I haven't signed it.
Okay, okay. Everybody signed our two rental things, right? Okay. Anybody else have anything?
This probably goes to the master planning, but not, we're talking about having some kind of gateway or something. To make an inviting entrance to the park.
Yeah.
And I just drove out there before the meeting, and that's one thing that, just a little touch up on the wood shingles are kind of falling apart on that sign, and it doesn't look very good, and
I'm just trying to design a whole new sign.
Right. Well, Sean talked about having some kind of gateway arch over there that would be, maybe that's a long-term thing, and I thought that sounded pretty cool too.
And to name it permanently. I mean, you know, sure, you can see it, Goodrich Park, and some stone pillars right there as you drive in.
Structure.
Yeah. Absolutely. But that's just, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but cities with parks, that is, anyone coming in the town, the city park is actually the number one attraction.
Absolutely, it is. It's in economic development. It's
then comes your schools and then whatever.
But the park is the very first thing that the middle schools out there now in the park. I mean, everything's there.
The whole area needs to be showcased.
Mm-hmm.
So last call. If we go to work and let me abuse the funds and everything, then get her straight.
One of the other things too.
I really want to use all my salt.
I do.
Oh, it looked nice, man.
That
I do.
That west side of Union Street. There's been some talk about that. And just put it, I'm not advocating for anything. Just put it in your mind, just see it in your mind and just think about it. It's gravel right now. You know, see it?
The west side of Union Street.
West side of Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
Against the park. You can pull your car off the street and you can park and go play. There's been, I mean, you know, people just toss around things. There might be some angled parking.
I like the idea of angled parking.
Angled parking would be great.
Yeah.
I mentioned that to Mayor Croy, and he says, well, we'll have to take up 3 or 4 more feet of the right of way there. And I said, big deal, you know, look what you're gaining from it.
Yeah, it's your park.
Yeah.
It's your park.
Exactly.
That sure would help schools.
It would help if schools
ever park it up. Well, I think you need, if you do that, you don't need to put a curb in. Yeah, you can pull your car in up to a curb, so you're not having people pull
it into the yard. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Maybe even some stormwater drainage. That's what I think of now. All the time.
That one's a parking.
I just keep thinking of money.
Everything keeps coming. You know, we keep throwing stuff out there, but that we talked about that mud area.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe the coolies would be responsible for seeding that if that was there. But it doesn't look very good there. That could really...
All right.
It's right across from the middle school, the new middle school.
It's between the pool and the skateboard park.
Yeah, and you're going to go out there and you're going to kind of clean up some of those trees too. Yeah. There's some dead trees out there.
Yeah.
More of that new piping.
They print it every day.
I don't have any. That's how I keep looking at it.
Sooner or later, it'll filter down to you.
They print it every day.
Yeah.
Take motion to pay the bills.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Last call. Motion to adjourn.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Might be able to be here long.
Better warm and sleep. There's some extra cookies up here. I bet Bear would like.
There's a lot of cookies.
Oh, no thanks.
For them to leave.
Appreciate y'all.
Hey, no problem.
I might pull and bribe.
No joke, we had to answer questions about accepting a bottle of water from a guy before.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, speaking of your nature park, no problem. There's a guy in Muncie, I don't know if you've heard of him, Kevin Tundrovic at Spence Restoration Nursery. He's one of the best ecologists in the state.
Really?
He's just in Muncie, so I don't know if you guys have, but he does, they sell seeds and plants and native, all native stuff, so if you guys decide. Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. It's wonderful to be like a community garden.
Mm-hmm.
You put a trail through there and you use it. I mean, I'm not against the.
Right.
You know, some people are. Some people are like, oh, you know, it's grown up. Not against it.
Yep.
I just want to build it.
Yep. Exactly. Scooter back.
I see Buck Weather on Facebook.
I was going to say another thing. I was going to say something about the park's Facebook page.
As
a way to get to my work.
I work the extra, one extra day.
We did it across country.
Working Monday, off Tuesday and Wednesday, and work Thursday and Friday. That extra Wednesday. That's insane.
We didn't do it when you were.
I couldn't lay on the couch.
I don't think there was one. I remember I was telling somebody today, I was telling Melissa, I remember when Facebook came out, I was sitting in the North Quad, I think North Quad, is that where, North Quad, is that where they have the sociology and religious studies? Or is that West Quad? I always, I think it's,
the East Quad is where I am.
What's that? The East Quadrangle?
We call it the old science building, man.
Yeah.
That's where we get all our
history. So this must have been North Quad. North Quad is where I hung out.
That would have been the old library.
Yeah, that's right. That used to be an old library.
Yeah, that was the library when I went to school.
Is that right?
Yeah, before
Bracken?
Bracken was built my last year.
So I was telling her, I said, I remember where I was at when Facebook came out. I remember getting an email. Check this out. This is really cool. And there's a link to Facebook. I remember clicking on it and setting up my first Facebook account.
Really?
Right there in school.
You should have bought stock.
Well, I know. Or it wasn't an email. It was, I was up in the computer lab working, and this really cute, it could have been this really cute girl comes home with a piece of paper that says Facebook.com. Named it to me. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But I was so in focus that I didn't really even, that was like a year after my dad passed away. I got to get going. I can't keep messing around. So I didn't really pay attention to too many people. I didn't know. I had a lot of friends out there. I used to wear a bracelet, a green bracelet, so responsibility on them. And I drove to the Ball State every day, set my same seats in classes.
Is that right?
You drove home. Only had one.
Did my homework? Help Steven with his homework?
Yeah.
Got finished.
Yeah,
you made it work.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Uh-huh.
Richie probably came back on the next one.
She'd have had a cow.
Right.
Sure does.
Not a wife of yours.
Might as well do that.